So we're trying something a little new here at St. Thomas More. We've got a little bit of an epic going on, right? So we just completed an epic, if you're a Star Wars fan, right? That just sort of wrapped up. Began in 1977, ended in 2019. It was a long story to be told. I just had to get the word Star Wars in here because that's like an obligation for me now. It was a bad joke. Go ahead and laugh. All right, but we actually in the church are participating in a much grander epic, right? An epic that begins over 2,000 years ago, and we're kind of given that witness by Simeon and Anna, who await the child Jesus, who are participating in this epic from the very beginning. That I love that line, that Simeon is there, and that God promises that if he goes and picks up a little child. Oh, hey, buddy. I'm gonna leave the blanket, though. All right. Hi. I'm going to hand that to you so you don't have two things here. All right. And he picks up the little child, and he says, "Behold, I have seen God. I have seen Christ in the flesh. And all that is good, all that is holy, is in this little child." And you see, my friends, this isn't a metaphor for us to think that we're repeating sometime today, but Christ is actually in this little guy. This little guy who's going to get baptized today. And in fact, Christ Jesus is doing work when he goes into the temple. He's not raising people from the dead. He's not healing them. He's not multiplying the loaves and fishes. And he's not kneeling in the Garden of Gethsemane. He's doing the one job that he can do. He's loving. And so the series that we're going to be talking about over the next 5 weeks is something that is crucial to the identity of Catholics and Christians. This formation of one's conscience. The formation of what it means to do right and to avoid evil. What it means to do right and to avoid evil. And that begins at its very core with this law of love. This secret law of love that God has written onto our hearts is not a law that we put there. It's not a law... Yeah. Is that right? It's not a law that we somehow form only in ourselves, but it's even there in its most intimate forms. You know, conscience is very important. And a lot of people, I think, get this idea that conscience is somehow tied with being in the courtroom, right? That somehow you're always deciding what is right and what is wrong. But that's not where conscience begins. In fact, there's a wonderful quote. I gave that quote so that I could have a hand for you, but I'm going to multitask here, right? So this quote comes from a wonderful document from the Second Vatican Council called Gaudium et Spes, or in English, the Pastoral Constitution on the Modern World. And it says that deep within their consciences, the human person discovers a law which they have not laid upon themselves, but which they must obey. And at its very core, that law is a law of love. A law of love that if you can look on his face, he's just loving. He's just being here. He's just being a baby. That law has been written long before any of us had any interaction here. And the quote goes on, "Its voice, this law, is ever calling them to love and to do what is good and to avoid evil. It sounds in their heart at the right moment, for the human person has in their heart a law inscribed by God." Simeon knew what he was doing when he picked up the child Jesus, when he proclaimed that Christ was absolutely present, when he recognized the gift of what had been brought into the temple. And this little guy gets to show, be one example, one of many, because I love the noises and the sounds of young people in our church, because it tells us that our church is young and alive, and that each of them had that law of love on their hearts. How different would our world be if we actually allowed us, right, this wonderful little joy, like, it's hard not to love this little guy, huh? Right? Look at that, look, yeah, baby. I'm adorable. Right? If each of us would remember that this is the love that God has for us, that this inscription is already there. We don't earn it. We can't do anything about it. God loves us the way that we're all adoring this little guy. or any one of the other awesome, beautiful little babies. I don't have that many hands, otherwise I'd hold more babies, you know. But that awesome little law is inscribed right here for each of us. And it is the foundation of our conscience. It is the very thing that we use to begin all of God's good gifts in our lives. Because this quote goes on. Now I'm going to return this little guy so that I can kind of use my hands because he's now holding on to them. That's awesome. This quote goes on and says, "The conscience of the human person is the person's most secret core and their sanctuary. There, one is alone with God whose voice echoes in their depths." You see, that conscience forms not just us doing right and wrong, but that very invitation that God has for each and every one of us. That all of us, deep in our heart, God is desiring to communicate with us and desiring to communicate a plan for each and every one of us. And the trick is learning to listen to that. And I love Anna's story in today's gospel reading because it says that she didn't start out to be the prophetess, right? In fact, it's very specific. Anna began with another vocation. She got married and was with her husband for 7 years. A good vocation. That's what she was planning to do. And then something happened. We don't know what it was. The gospel doesn't tell us. But we know that then she went back to the law of her own heart. And she went and listened and realized that God was inviting her to do this other thing. Not over and above her first vocation, but as a response to where she was at that moment. Because that first vocation was a good vocation, right? But just listening to that still voice in the silence of our hearts, she could become that fixture. And you can imagine, you know, it says Anna never left the temple. She would have been like, all right, you turn left at Anna and you go down three hallways and that's the bathroom, right? Like you could almost use her as a reference point. She was always there. And her job was to proclaim the joy of Jerusalem. Where Simeon's job was to listen to the Holy Spirit acting on that small voice and that place in his heart to say that God has a plan for each of you. For him, it was to proclaim the goodness of Christ in the infant child. Today's prayer, as we prepare for the presentation of the Lord, that's a bit of a tongue twister, says something quite beautiful. That we too have an opportunity to encounter Christ, not just in these infants who will be baptized, but also in the breaking of the bread. As we celebrate this Eucharist, let our hearts be open to that still small voice and that joy of the Lord that constantly is reaching out to each and every one of us. Let us take a moment to savor the goodness that love by which Christ begins his ministry very early on, very basic, can be the source of our ministry as we go out to encounter the world. My friends, let us encounter God in the Eucharist. Let us encounter God in these children. Let us encounter God in one another, and to love God and our neighbor as we love ourselves. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.